staple yourself. No.
Okay, today the topic is the Inyan Pasakum. So the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah and Lamed Hei Amud Beis says, "Eilu Zvarim Shel Avodah Kochavim Asurim Vein Yisurim Yisur Hano Cholov Shechol Bo Avodah Kochavim Yitzol Roeil Vapas Vashemen Shulahen." So Pas Akum is one of the things that Chazal asked. Not to eat the bread that a goy baked. Not to eat the bread that a goy baked. And there are various reasons that are given for this issue. We'll discuss that soon. Take a look at the Rambam. Page 4, Parak Yud Zayin. So these things, they answered that you shouldn't come to have chasnas. You shouldn't come to marry non-Jews. Also, lishto simayim, afil b'okam shayin achush li'ay nesach. Also, lachal pitan, or bishuleim, afil b'okam shayin lachush li'giuleim. But you can't eat their bread, or their bishul. Afil b'okam shayin lachush li'giuleim. Meaning, even in a place where there's no chashash in the kashrus. Meaning you don't have to be choshesh. Gyulei means the plata, the tam from their dishes, so whatever. There's no chashash. It's all kosher. There'll be a mashkiach on premises to make sure that it's all taken care of. Nonetheless, there's an issur of having pasakum. So if we would take this issur very literally, lachara, it should come out that that all non-Jewish breads, or say all non-Jewish cookies for that matter, Stella Dora, all these things that are non-Jewish at first glance should be included in this issur. Right? Of pas, b'chor at first glance should also mean pas ababakistan as well. It's also pas. So we'll have to see how we understand and how halacha plays out on this halachas. So the Gemara then says that there was some type of heter given. Amar of Kahana, first word in line is Kahana. Amar of Yochan, pas lohutra bebeznim. Michlal di Igeman Deshari. So, in other words, the Gemara says that Pas didn't get an official heter in Beis Din on first page, but that implies that there was some type of heter. It wasn't just given Bebezdin. So what was that? Look in Tosis. Midkomer paslo hutra Bebezdin. Mechlal di boy have a shari lay. Because they didn't give an official heter, but masha they could have. Alma lo pasha di suru. Mikam samchu ata lechol pasha lo vdi kachoven. Kevin shal lo pasha di suru b'chol Yisrael. So Tosis says there's some type of heter that the Issa, we know that there's a concept when Chazal goes to Gzeira, and if it wasn't Niskabel, so that could have the, so then the Gzeira maybe is not fully Chal. So there was some type of Heter given. But, and we'll have to see what the nature of that heter is. But before we see that, let's go step by step. What is pas achum? What is it? So there is a machlokus between the Ran and the Rambam of what this is. So take a look on page 3 in the packet, Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Amar Avina, Hilchasam, Har Rifta, the Shogar of Ikachov and Vafa Yisrael. Shogar over Kachavim means the guy made the fire. The offer Yisrael, and Yisrael put on the dough, on the fire. Inami Shogar Yisrael, the offer over Kachavim. Or the other possibility is that the Yisrael made the fire and the guy put on the bread. Inami Shogar over Kachavim, the offer over Kachavim. Or the guy did both. He put on the fire, he made the fire, he put on the bread, but also Yisrael, but the Yisrael stoked the coals. So, the simple reading of this Gemara is as long as Yisrael is involved in the baking process, either by making the fire or by putting the dough on the, you know, in the oven, or even minimally just stoking the coals, that is sufficient. That is sufficient. And the Rambam brings this down on page 5. Hidli ka'akam was a tanner of Ofer bo Yisrael. Oshe hidli Yisrael v'ofer akam. Oshe hidli ka'akam v'ofer akam. Bo Yisrael v'nir ha'esh ma'at. Ha'kov shel esh. He fans the fire. Ho'ov v'nishtatev m'leches ha'pas ha'reiz v'uteras. And now the Rambam has his famous chiddush. Ha'filo lo zorak el ha'etz. Even if he throws one little piece of wood into the fire, then he's matir the whole pas. Because he did something. And so Rambam explains what's the pshat. In other words, as long as you do something, so that shows that you're cognizant of the, that it's, you know, that you need a heter. So that alone will prevent the chasnus and chazal weren't gozer. As long as something was done. So even the minimal thing was done, that is sufficient. That's the Rambam. So it doesn't seem... So the Rambam, at first glance, is just repeating the Gemara. One thing that he's adding is that even if you just throw in that that piece of wood, you know, that's also okay. That's also sufficient. If you look at the Rush, so he takes issue with the Rambam on page 13. The third line in the top of the Rush. Rambam Zal Kotsav, Shafilu Lo Zorak Yisrael, Shafilu Eitz Echa Lo Tocha Tonor, Hitir Kol HaPas Shebo. Shein HaDover El Yos Hekesh HaPas Ol Vikovim. The Lishna Gemara lo mashma hachi. So the Rosh says the Lishna Gemara is not mashma that. It's mashma that he has to at least stoke the coals, not just to throw a little piece of eggs. But he says, okay, if, you know, if that's what they rely on, hanachlem l'Yisrael. Okay. So, as I said, you know, it seems that the Rambam, besides that one addition, it's just basically reiterating the Gemara. That's the way it always seems. Until you see how another Rishon could take the same Gemara and say that, give you a totally different shot in the Gemara. So that's the Ran. Says the Ran on page 6. So he says, no. So before we look at the Ran, say for example, a guy would go ahead and knead dough. He would knead dough. And then he would come to the oven, put it in the oven, and the Jew would turn on the oven. So you would say, for sure, that's mutter. That's the Gemara. He's doing much more than the Rambam. His mom is turning on the fire. That's Shogar Yisrael. That's a Beferish Gemara. That's Mutter. Right? That's the Rambam. That's the Gemara. So this is run wrong. He got it all wrong. He says like this. If the guy kneads the dough and makes the dough, so that's Pas Akum. There's nothing you could do to undo that. That's Usser. The Jew could put on the fire, the Jew could wave the fire and do whatever he wants. That's Pasachim. So what was that Gemara talking about? So the Gemara was talking about, the whole Gemara starts off talking about the dough shel Yisrael. In other words, the Jew made the dough. So now the question is, could it still be usher? And then, so if the guy does everything, it's going to be usher nonetheless. But if it's goyish bread, if the guy made the dough, there's nothing to talk about. That for sure is pasakum. Well, let me clarify. You see, according to the Rambam, the definition, with the way, simple reading of the Gemara, Pas Akum is a function of who was mishtatef in the creation. As long as there was a Jewish yad at some point in the process, that's called Pas Yisrael. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Says the Ran, no. Pas Yisrael means the Yisrael made the dough. Pasaku means the guy made the dough. So if the guy made the dough, it doesn't help. Oh. But now this is the Knetcher. But even if the Jew made the dough, and it's Pas Yisrael, if the guy did all the baking, we call that Bishul Akum. We call that Bishul Akum. Even though it's not Bishul because it's baking, but that's also Nichlal in Bishul Akum. So Memela, when the Gemara is saying that you need these three steps, one of the three, to be Alda Yisrael, that's to be Mafkia the Isser Bishul Akum Shabbo. But Pas, that's Toloi. In other words, according to the Ran, the two Isurim that you have to deal with. The Isser of Pas and the Isser of Bishul. Well, Pas is who made the dough. Bishul is who baked it. So according to the Ran, our Gemara is talking about when the dough is Yisrael Yisrael. So Mela, we took care of the problem of Pasakum, which is Pas Yisrael. Now the question is, maybe it still should be Osir, Midin Bishul. It's Kamash Malon, that if the Jew does one of the steps, then that's okay. Whereas the Rambam would say no. First of all, this is Bishul is only when it's Bishul. You know what Bishul is. Bishul is with cooking. This is not cooking. Nothing to do with Bishul. This whole, and the definition of Pas Akum is who did the baking process. We don't care who made the dough. So what, who made the dough? Who made the baking process? So that's what the Ran says. Page 6. Really near it. So that's the chiddush of the Ran. That's the chiddush of the Ran. That if it's goyish bread, then you already violated. That's the issur of goyish bread. In other words, the whole discussion of the Gemara only starts off once it's Pas Yisrael. So now could you still ruin it if the guy bakes it? Whereas we hold, no. There's no such thing as Bishul Akum when you're talking about Pas. When we're talking about Pas, it's only a din of Pas Akum. And the definition of Pas Akum is who baked the bread. And as long as the Yisrael did one of the steps, and who made it originally is Lo Malav and Lo Morid. Because the question, the three steps that are talked about are who put it in the oven, who made the fire, and who stoked the coals. So we normally assume, so I just want to show you how the, you know, how you could learn this Gemara in a totally different way. But Lemaisa, we assume like the Rambam. Lemaisa, we assume like the Rambam. I mean, we don't find this in halacha. We assume it's a davar pashut, like the Rambam. I mean, we don't see such a chiluk brought in Shulchan Aruch. That's brought down on page 20 in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud Beis test. Hidlik over kachavim atan of rafa bo Yisrael. Shehidlik Yisrael vafa over kachavim. Shehidlik over kachavim rafa over kachavim bo Yisrael v'nir ha'esh ma'at. It's a quote from the Rambam. Okay, so that is the definition of. So we hold that the definition of Pasakum is who made the bread. Was it made by Yisrael? Or was it made by the off. So take a look. In the Shach, Sivkot and Yud Ches. Let's see. It's going on the Ramah. Sifvav, the third line. Also, Nila Shakorim Kichlich, Omine Mesika Shakorim Lekach, Heim Bichal Pas. So says the Shach, Shakorim Kichlich, Davka Shabli Losam Ova, Bishbam Torah Lechem. So the Shach has a Chiddush. That first of all, in order to be called pas, it has to have a Torah lechem. It has to be like a loaf, a loaf, like a piece of bread, is a loaf. A piece of cake is a loaf. So it's spaghetti is not a loaf. It has to be a loaf. But the shach is says a kula here that only. If it's Lilosan Ova. So that's similar to Pas. Because when you make bread, you make real bread, it's a thick batter. It's a thick dough. When you make certain types of some cakes and some cookies, it's a thin batter. So the Shach says that when Chazal will go there, they will only go there on Lilosan Ova. So the Avni Nezer has a kasha, is it in, on the Shach from the Avni Nezer is in. If you want to look it up, it's a Simon Tzadi Dalet Sif Cotton Gimel. So he asks from the din in Shulchan Aruch in Chala. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Shin Chav Tes Beis. Isa Shabli Losa Raka Vafa Batonur is Chayiv in Chala. So if you have Bli Losa Raka and then you put it in the oven and you bake it, that's a Chayiv in Chala. Chala is a din of Lechem. So the Avnei Nezer is the Kasha. Yeah, the Nezer is the Kasha. If you're ready, it's Chayiv and Chala, and Chala is a din lechem, and you don't. So cookies that you made from a thin batter is Chayiv and Chala. If you have a shear, so then how does the Shach know that it's not Nichlal in Pasachim? So I thought, I wrote an article about this many years ago on page 28. Two lines from the bottom. He says, Ulam, Efter loma shaposim shakosu shein din pas akum, b'isa shabli losa raka sobrim, shirak b'pas chashuva shabli losam ova choshu chazal mishum chasnas. In other words, maybe you have to say that the Shach is mechalei. Then in the Hanami, when it comes to Chiv Challah, so as long as it was baked and it has a Tzur Sapas, so that has a Din Lechem. But for this Gzeira, maybe not everything that has a Din Lechem is Nichlal in the Gzeira. Maybe for this Gzeira, it's enough that you... it's something that has to be more chashuv. Obviously, Lilasa Ava is more substantial, more chashuv. So you're only going to marry them if they, you know, bring out chashuv the things and you're impressed. Then you'll marry them. Just with the chocolate chip cookies, they're not going to do it. But with the honey cake, they might not do it. But you have, I don't know, the real stuff, whatever that is, then that'll do it. Okay. Okay, now we now, okay, so that's in terms of what passes. We discussed the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran. We pass like the Rambam. And then we discussed what? The machlokas, the Shach and the Avni Nezer. And I guess. And how the. And maybe perhaps the Teretz for the Avni Nezer's Kasha. Okay, so we mentioned in the beginning of the Shia that there was some type of heter that was given. We saw that Tosa says it was Zera, Shena, Tzibur, you call them Lamobo. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us on Lamehemet Beis, discusses two types of pas. Pas palter and pas shel balabatim. Palter, pe lama tesresh, palter. So, what's the difference between the two? So, the simple difference between the two, just descriptively. Right. So we'll have to see if. Wait with your question. Okay. So again, till now we were describing what in the physical makeup of the bread or the cake makes it to be pas akum. But now let's discuss the following. The Gemara says there are two types of pas. There's pas palter and there's pas shel balabatim. Pas palter, apipashus, means that a commercial baking. In other words, you're making it, you have a business. You have a cookie business. Right? You have a cake business. You have a bread business. You have a little store. You have a little shop. And you sell. You sell cake. You sell cookies. You sell bake. You have a bakery. You have a bakery. And you're a goy. But you sell to, and it's, you keep all the kosher standards, there's no lard, there's no thing. The only difference is you're a goy. So that's palter. Pas shel balabatim means no, you're not a merchant. You cook, you bake. You bake brownies in your own home. You're a guy that bakes brownies bakes cookies, and then you like to give it to your neighbors and things like that. So that's Pashal Balabatim. So obviously, the Pashal Balabatim is more chomer than Pashal Shalpalter. So the poskim assume, that we'll see shortly, that when we say that there was a certain heter given and a certain part of Pasakim was lifted, that's referring to what? To Pas Palter. But Pashal Balabatim is also. So Pas Palter, so let's see how this is brought down in the poskim. Take a look. Take a look at the Rambam, page 4. Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis. Etc. So the Rambam says that the Kula was said by Pas Palter, but the Rambam adds a Chumra in. And he says that Kula, in other words, that you can go to the kosher Goyisha bakery, that's only what? If it's Shas HaChag, meaning that there's no Jewish bakery available. There's no Jewish bread available, so then you can get the non-Jewish bread. But if there's Jewish bread available, then you shouldn't get the non-Jewish bread, even if it's palter. Because the heter of palter is only if if the bread shal Yisrael is not matzoi. But the pas balabatim, that's for sure usur. Because that's the ikar gzeira.
Why
couldn't
the Rambam, there's still no
sort of
official lachem for bishul?
The bishul lachem is said by bishul. This is not bishul.
I'm saying if you go to the bakery, it's still bishul lachem. It's sleep.
So this is not bishul. Bishul means when you cook something. Cooking means with a liquid medium, you cook something.
Sli lachem is cooking?
In terms of, within the Rambam, I know we've discussed that, you know, if a Jew does part of it, it should be different, but you shouldn't pass it aside. If the Jew did it all and it's being sold in a Goyish bakery, let's say ramped up, being sold in a Goyish bakery.
Yeah, I mean, the Jew did everything, so that's fine.
So what exactly is
no, but only if it's his stuff. If he's just selling other people's stuff, in other words, he's going to say, hey, you know, my wife just baked, you know, look what she bakes, and you're going to come to eat it, and say, oh, it tastes so nice, and you're going to start coming over to the house, and, you know, but if it's just they're going to serve someone else's stuff, that's not going to do it. So bishul akum means bishul. Bishul means to cook with a liquid medium. That's bishul.
Doesn't apply to bread. According to the Ran, it says that baking, that's what we're asking for the Bishlakov. So the Bishlakov implies bread and pasta is a different problem. But according to the Rambam, Bishlakov doesn't apply at all. Pasta doesn't apply to Bishlakov at all.
Right, those are two separate things.
So you're saying that any kind of hakum cooks without a liquid medium, that's still like sliya hakum is butter? Well, this is baking. I just didn't pass, like you were saying. Yeah, right. So just to clarify, the hinder of like stoking the fire, that's even pas bala bata. Right, the hinder of stoking the fire is even pas bala bata. And also, in this far, in other words, this whole discussion is when
you don't fulfill one of the three. In other words, it was totally done by a guy. It was totally done by a guy. So then we say that nonetheless, there could still be a heter by pas palta. But if it was, if Yisrael did one of the processes of baking it, so then that's pas Yisrael. And that will work even if it's Shabalabatim, provided that it's kosher, obviously.
Might you also say that that makes it worse? Like, we're working together on making this
thing that we're fighting. Nope. I don't think so. Okay. Now, the Mordechai. Page 17. First, he quotes Yerushalmi on page 15. He also quotes that there was a heter given. On the two lines from the bottom, page 15. Malkum Shein Pas Yisrael Metsuya Bedin Hu Shetei Pas Nochim Asura V'imimu Aleha V'itirua V'pnei Chayi Nefesh. There was a heter given. There was a heter given, but the heter was only if Malkum Shein Pas Yisrael Metsuya. So the Mordechai says, if Ein Pas Yisrael Metsuya, so you have this heter, that that it was a, it was repealed, or by itself it was Nespatel. Yeah. But the third line of the Mordechai, page 17, says, Mikol Malkum Bitocha Yishalmi Ein Lanu Lismoch Lahatir Pas Shalovet Kechovim. The Makom Shepas Yisrael Metsuya. But from this Yerushalmi, we can't be matter when the Pas Yisrael, even by Palter, we can't be matter if Pas Akum is Pas Yisrael is Metsuya. So the Rambam would say, Inochanami, stop right here. Inochanami, there's no further heter. If Pas Yisrael is Metsuya, there's no heter of Pas Palter. But the Mordechai says, no, I want to go even a step further. The Nirish Yesh Lismoch al Haitana, Tamar of Simlan of Yehuda Nisia, Yemenu Tatir Sapas, Amla Inkain Karole Bez Nisharia, Mashmad of Haki Amatir, Kumoshi Itir Sashemin, Vimkain Loposhi Yitzur Bechol Yisrael, For Anu Miosam Amkom Shloposhi Yisuru, Shri Anu No Gimbo Heter, Vain Tzorach Bezden, Amkom Shloposhi Yisuru. He says, so he says from that Gemara that it says that it was lo pasha isuro, that is to be matir even if it's shal Yisrael's matzri. So the Mordechai goes a step further than the Rambam, and so in Shulchan Aruch it's quoted like this. page 20, Kufyud Beis Dalet. No, wait, no, even before that, one second. No, I'm sorry. Page 19, Kufyud Beis Beis. Says Yesh Mekol Moshem Akilim Ledover V'lo Kem Pas Minachto Malvei Kochavim Mokem Shein Shom Nachto Yisrael Neishu Shas Adchak. So this is the Rambam that you can get it if there's no Nachto Yisrael. V'yesh Omrim Dafil V'mokem Shepas Yisrael Motzoi Shor. And that's the Mordechai. That is that even even if Nachtom Yisrael is Motzoi, it's still Mutter. Now, one could claim that this is very could be very relevant if you assume that, say, a bread that you buy in the store, even with an OU Hashkacha, was not made by a Jew necessarily. Right? All the OU Hashkach is saying is that it's total kosher ingredients, but it could still be totally pasakum, because the Mashkiach's not there to necessarily turn on the fire every day. So, because if you have the Mashkiach to go there every day to turn on the fire or whatever, it could be expensive. So it's totally pas akum. But what? But it's pas palter. So the question is, do you have a right to get that bread if you could get pas Yisrael bread? So at first glance, one could say that's good for the machlokas here between the mechaber and Ramah. If you're allowed to get pas akum bread, the makum that say if you're in New York City, so pas Yisrael bread is matzui. So then, what right do you have to get, even an OU bread that's from akum? So one could say that's good for the machlokas here between the mechaber and Ramah, whether that's proper or not. However, one could say, and we'll see that in the Tishalachim packet, and there are achronim that say that maybe bread made in a company that you have no interaction whatsoever with the person, the producer, is even a more kal than pas palter. In other words, maybe that's the question. Is there a third category? Is there pasal balabatim, when he makes it for his own? Then there's pas palter, and then it could be pasal companies. You know, pas, and we'll see what the source of that, in the next packet, and Bishalakum, and we'll see if there's a Ra'o about it, there's a different Nachronim that speak about that. So, if you hold, there are shitas like that, so then it would come out that all the baked products that we're getting, you know, the Stelladoros, the bread, whatever, Arnold's bread, whatever bread there is, that the OU breads, maybe that's not even called palter. Maybe that's even a step better. Because maybe that wasn't b'chlal the gzeira at all. In other words, these things were b'chlal the gzeira because they were at least a palter. So there was some type of, obviously, the whole thing chashash is chasness. So there had to be some type of kiruv das. So when you go to the palter, So there's, you might end up marrying his daughter. If you go to the Balabayas, then almost vada you'll marry his daughter. But the factory, you're not even going to go out with her. You're not even going to meet her. You're never going to see her. You're never going to see the shver. You're never going to see anybody. So how are you going to marry him? So maybe, as we'll see, maybe there's some poskim that hold that that's not even bechlal. There's those that say no, that it was an isser, Chazal made this isser, and that's also nichlal in Palter. So if you hold that that's also nichlal in Palter, so then in Echanami, you shouldn't get Goyish bread even with an OU Hashkacha if you can get the baked bread that's a Jewish bread company or a Jewish bakery to get your bread. And that's so that Nakuda is a very crucial point.
Are they saying that that's what the Mordechai is speaking about, or they're saying even according to the Rambam, only asked for the second category, the third category, everyone.
Right, they're saying that this third category would be mutter according to everyone. Right, we'll see in why we would still need it. Like Rav Abadi pointed out, it would be nafkamina during a service Yimei Tshuva, whether you have to be makpid during a service Yimei Tshuva, not to eat, the cookies, some certain cookies, a certain, could eat Steladoro during a service Yimei Tshuva, or not. Nafkamina. I guess so. Okay. Just look at the Beis Yosef on page 18. The low kol goy ha'osa pas limkor b'shuk mutok liknos b'menu shel v'yotiru el ha'palter da'in mishum nusu b'kach aval lo balabai sosa pas b'akroi limkor. Palter means that that's his parnasa. But say Balabais once in a while wants to sell, every year he makes a surplus and puts an ad, I'm selling my, so that's not a palter. Nosu b'kach. But then he wants to say maybe from the Rashba's mashma that as long as you made it al manas to sell it, that's also called a palter. So miachas hakosav harashba tam heter apalter whom shem to also limkor lakol ein beliki kosol kiruv das mashma dechol shelo also hagoy pazel laochlo el lamochro lachol misha yirtze liknos eimel mishum kiruv das filo haisum nosu bekach to hashinu kiruv das el kshosa pas laasma bekach hamochro o nosu lishol. So then he says that from the Rashmas maybe Mashma that it doesn't have to be your umnus. As long as you made it al manas to sell, even if you're a balabayas, you made an almanas to sell, that's also nichlal in the heter. Okay. Now, there are a couple of interesting first, there's a very interesting machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Because how do you koveya whether something is pas palter or pas shabal bayis? In other words, what if you are a palter and then a guy bought it from the palter and the Jew gets it from not from the palter but from the balabais, or vice versa? What if the balabais bakes it and gives it to a palter? Is it totally on the Shah Safiya, or is it totally on where you get it from? So the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis and the Ra'ah have a machlokas on this nekuda. Take a look. On page 9 on the bottom. Two lines on the bottom. The likach mi balabais pashal palter, likach mi palter pashal balabais. Yesh of Dr. Gimelech v'hem bosa meikara or bosa besof. Umbistabra the bosa meikara as lin behu, lahokel ulahachner. He says it's all totally in the afia. Bosa meikara. In other words, so paschal palter, the nimtzeis, v'yad balabayis, muteris kibni kara. In other words, if it was made by a palter, so it was made to sell. So that's chalo shame on the bread that it's paschal palter. It's made to sell. So even though the balabais bought it from the palter, and now the balabais is giving it to the yid, that's mutter. Upaschal balabais shenimtza biad palter also can be kara. And the paschal balabais that's nimtza biad palter is also. That's the Rashba. And the Ra'ah disagrees on the bottom, page 9. Lin pas palter, kasem basem mikoras lin pas palter biad balabais mutter, pasal balabais biad palter also. The pas palter came into hutra hutra vehevi, etc. So he takes issue in this. And he says, "Came them. Pachad and pas palter zuk. Pas a palter didn't be shul. If you also come welcome kinochri gomer, you offer vishel. So he says it should always be tala in the interaction. In other words, between the Jew and the goy, the shas of the interaction. So if the shas of the interaction, you're getting it from a palter, that's less kirav das than the if you're getting it from the balabais. So the Ra'ah thinks that it should all be tali on Basar Hashka, not Basar Meikar. So this machlokas is discussed in Shulchan Aruch. page 20, Kuvyud Bey Zayin. Pas balabayis, asur la'olam. Afil kana palta mimeno, afil shalchal Yisrael abesel. Afil shalchal Yisrael asur la'olam. Shal palta muteris la'olam, afil kana balabayis mimeno. Shal holchal b'yisur zeh, achem misha pas b'yado, achshav elo achem misha hayolo b'shas afil. Which is interesting, because one could have, you know, the svar of the Ra'am makes a lot of sense. That, but I guess, you know, Zeirus Chachamim Kachu. I discussed in the article on page 29. You can take a look. Quoted Rabbi Suna here that it's a Heftza. Okay, so that's how we pass him. Okay, then a couple of more auras here. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Page 20. There's some interesting halakhas brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see Sif Hei. Yesh Omrim Shemisha Yesh B'yodo Pasu Sheyesh Palta Yisrael Yesh Palta Rekachovim Ose Pas Yofim Imenu. In other words, if you like one type of bread, so we don't say, well, and in other words, that's cool, and only the goy makes that type of bread, only the palter akum makes that type of bread, then. And that's called that it's Einu Motzoi. Then there's another interesting halacha on page 21, halacha Yud Gimel. Misha Einu Nizam Mipashal Al Vekachavim. So one person eats Pals Palter. And he's together in a meal with a Balabayas Hanizam Mipashalakam. So you have, in other words, you go to someone's house, he's Makpid, he will never eat Pals Palter. And you, the guest, will eat Pals Palter. Val Shulchan Pas Yisrael Pashal Vikachovim, Ayofa Mishal Yisrael. And on the table, there's two types of bread. There's the pas shal Yisrael, and there's the other one. So the Shulchan could be he brought it to guest. So he says Yivsa Balabais Min Hayofa Umutu Bechol Also Suda Bepas Shal Ovei Kachavim. Was Shem Kavod of the Oreach, he could eat the pas palter. In other words, he could veer from his regular chumrah or whatever, and eat the pas achim, because the pas achim was yafe, was in better quality. In other words, so he's doing it for the covenant of the Oreya. So the question that people raise is, isn't there a halacha that minag mitam neder? So it's, if you have a minag tov, and here his minag tov is not to rely on the heter of, you know, of pas palter. So in here he's violating his neder. That's the kasha of the base mayor. So, if you take a look on page 30 in what I wrote, so in the Sefer Chelkas Binyamin, that's the son of Rav Fivel Cohen, the Bari HaShulchan, he wrote a Bari HaShulchan type of Sefer on Pasachim, Bishulachim. Now he came out with Ribbis. That's the base meis kasher in the bottom of the right column. Hikshet echu tar balabais mutzoa pasakum vekeim chenisa mi pasakum din zafil kiminak tov shechayv l'kayim b'din neder. V'teres hachelkas binyamin sheishlom shabba open zeh lo kibel alav haneder. In other words, it could be the pshat is that he originally had in mind, or we say he has in mind, that if it's a shail of covered balabayis, he's not mekabel. Just like the Ramo says, a person who's mesana bahab, or he's mesana during the aseres yimei tshuva every day, and a bris milah comes in, so poskim say that he's mutter to eat, and he doesn't need hataras nedarim. Because we assume that he wasn't mekabel in those circumstances. So that's what he writes in the Sefer. So I thought another possible teretz is based on the Dogel Mervava in Simen Reish Yudalad. The Noda Yehuda writes that a minak tov mitam neder. It's not a real neder. It's a din derabbanan mitam neder. So it's not a real neder. So if you take a neder, you can't violate a neder even once. A neder is a neder. You can violate a neder, but a minak tov mitam neder is only a neder midrabanan. So that chumrah, says the Dogel Mervava, is only if you want to discontinue your stringency lolom voed. So then you need hataras nedarim. In other words, you were doing a certain chumrah. You were doing a certain chumrah, and now you don't want to keep that chumrah. Ever. Or at least in the foreseeable future. Then you need hataras nedarim. But if just in this case, it's going to be difficult, or you don't want to keep it, but you're going to plan to go back to it right away. Just this meal that the kavod of the reich, that he eats the bread, and you're not going to make it. It's going to be I assume the reich brought the problems, probably even brought it, maybe. Or else, why did you have it on the table? If you're makpid on it, maybe he brought it, maybe he didn't bring it, but it's on the table. So not to do it is be a shtach for the oreach, so then we permit it. But then the next day you're going to go back to your regular chumrah, so that's the Dogel Mervava's heter, that you don't need you don't need hataras nedarim. And then we have two more cases, and that is If you look on page 24 in the tour, so the tour quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that, you know, there's a chumrah that to eat chulin batara. Right? Chulin really doesn't have to eat batara, it's chulin. So, but there's a chumrah to eat chulin batara. So the Yerushalmi says, the Rav Chiya said to Rav, if you could eat iyat yochol lemechol kule shata batara, if you could eat yochulin batara the whole year, echol, do so. Vim lo, but if not, at least during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, keep that chumrah. The 7 days, you know, Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Meaning Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, of course he's going to eat it. Yom Kippur he's not going to eat, and Rosh Hashanah is regal, he's going to eat his batara. So the chiddush is those 7 days of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you should do it. So that's the Yerushalmi, says by chulin batara. So based on that Yerushalmi, the tour brings, I think it's from the Rav Yoh, that there's a minhag to be makpid on pas akum, meaning pas palter, not to rely on the heter of pas palter during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Based on this Yerushalmi, that they were used to be makpid on the chulin batara during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So that's why. So interesting. During Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you know, I get more shailas about is this Pas Yisrael than about, you know, should I do tshuva for, you know. You get more shailas about this issue, about this Pas Yisrael issue, than the actual tshuva itself. This is sort of interesting. Okay. So that's brought down. This niyug is brought down, and then the only question is, if you assume that Arab, so used to be the people used to say like grandma's was the example that people used to give when it was non-Jewishly owned, to not to go there during the now it's the Jews and now it's all but. Not to go there during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Now already it's different. There was a time that it was all the cookies, cakes, and everything were made by. It wasn't even so clear that the Jew lit the fire. So that was the, you know, classic example here of palter, whether you should go there during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva.
I thought I once heard a lesson on being confused that if there's a product, even if it was, it is available in shoes that is made better.
That's what we just saw.
So would that count as...
But it could be during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva you have this chumrah not to rely on any of these.
I mean that's in the same category as the like, pasal, that's not like
right.
Long, that's not like
right. But the Stella Doro, so that, as I said, that could be even better because that's, like Ravabadi mentioned, that could be even, and we'll see what it's based on, that could be even better, and that could be mutter. But if those that don't accept that chiluk will be machmir during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva on Stella Doro as well. And then the other issue is the discussion the poskim have that there's an inyan of not to eat Pas Yisrael on Shabbos. So that's based on the Ramah here. The Ramah quotes on page 26. Melgim Lalush. It's a minute to make dough and to be mafish challah. It's called the Shabbos and Yontif. So the Magen Avraham says, on page 26, that part of this reason was Mukhar Midivar Rosh, Atan Lechol Pas Tosha, Tzerch Lechol Hachalos B'Shabbos Lo Pas Acher. That the one of the points of this idea, says the Magen Avraham, is that you should be able to eat Pas Yisrael on Shabbos. So this is a covered Shabbos to have Pas Yisrael on Shabbos. And it's brought in the Mishnah Berurah as well. So that's why there was a minhag to make your own bread. And the Eliyahu Rabba disagrees and says, no, it's nice, it's covered Shabbos, but that doesn't mean that that's the only thing you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. So then there's this discussion as well, like some people are makbid that they won't eat Stella Doro cookies on Shabbos because they have a chumrah of Pas Yisrael on Shabbos.
It's not covered Shabbos.
What?
That's not his covered Shabbos if he likes Stella Doro cookies. It's not covered Shabbos.
Right, but maybe it's idea of that having Pas Yisrael is more of a covered Shabbos than his enjoying of the Stella Doro cookies. Right, that's the question. Which is more of a covered?
Couldn't this Rashba, this Nirmah about that Shabbos is better than from the Jew, wouldn't that also explain Rabbi Nachum's Bechad Ramah? There is going to be any special preparing by the companies in a third category. Maybe it would be a third category. Maybe just say, if it's an entomin, whatever, that you can't buy that somewhere else. I don't know that that's the best there is. So then, that's the din there amount.
You mean if it's enum matzoi?
Yeah, I don't need a separate third category of companies.
You're saying, but I don't know, is it that it's better or you just people eat it? I don't know. I would think that the bakery stuff is better.
It's cheaper.
I don't know if it's necessarily better. I think the bakery cookies are better, in my opinion. But I don't know, we have to down on that. So if you that depends upon what we hold on that machlok with the shach. So like if the cookies are blila ava or blila raka, the Avni Nezer thought that the pasakum is even in blila sav raka, and the shach said only. So is Stella Doro cookie, is that Bli Losa Ava or is it Bli Losa Raka? Or it's Entenmann's.
What was the day of the...
Is Entenmann's Entenmann's chocolate chip cookies? Is that Raka?
I have to forget. Maybe flat cigarette, soft.
Depends which one you get.
Usually softer.
Hopefully it's actually a pancake
batter. It's soft.
Very little.
Yeah, it's something raka means it pours.
So the
cookie
batter is raka.
I don't know, it depends how. But there are cookies that are poor. What? That's probably raka you pour into the mold.
It's raka.
Right. So it could be, according to the shach, anyway, you have a cool off by some of these cookies. That they'll be also raka anyway. So they're not befouled the whole. I know some. I know one shul. They have, you know, Dafkan Entman's Kiddush. Entman's Kiddush. So you have to think how this Entman's Kiddush fits in all the things that we learned. Okay.
I'm just going to grab another pen. I'm not going to run back.
Does anyone have a one bedroom that's moving out in the summer that has a lower TV?
Crazy enough the way it is.